Welcome back to Startup Nation on News Talk 760 WJR. Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
All right, welcome back to Startup Nation Radio. Great show. Dan, we've been hearing from an expert in Chris Cameron early on about cloud computing, and now we're talking about how to think about an accelerator as perhaps a way for you to get your business off the ground. And we're talking to a guy who knows a lot about that. Brian, you're from the Bizdom in Detroit.
Yep, Bizdom.
Yep. And Dan, you were
yeah,
asking
Brian,
a question.
I was really struck by the fact that entrepreneurs who are out there right now and they think, I don't think I'll ever qualify. I don't think I'm going to make it. Boy, they only have 21 in the system right now. What's my chances of getting in there? But there's a tremendous amount of benefit of applying for this opportunity, mm-hmm. whether you get in or get out. Can mm-hmm. you again talk about that and explain yeah. to entrepreneurs why they should apply?
To emphasize that point, one of the most important things you can do from a startup perspective is to get a ton of feedback on what you're working on. Uh-huh. So startups who apply to the program go through an intense feedback cycle where we dump everything that we can possibly give them on how to improve their business, what to work on. So if you apply, actually, in fact, most of our companies who've been accepted into the program have applied once or twice before.
Okay.
So they are working on it consistently over months or over a year and continually refining their product market fit, their company idea, to eventually get to a point where they can get into a Bizdom accelerator.
And so once you're able to get in, if you're successful in mm-hmm. doing that, what are some of the key things that you as a facilitator want to look at right away? What are the key focuses mm-hmm. of these new businesses?
So when you enter an accelerator program, it's very mentorship driven and focused on what you can do to take advantage of your time there. It's a very intense 3 to 6 months where you're in that accelerator. And what most of our companies were focused on is all customer feedback. So throwing up your idea against your potential customers and seeing what they say, because a startup has to be very nimble in what you're meeting the
yes.
needs of your yep. customers. So
yep.
in that 3 months, we throw our companies against as many of their potential customers as we possibly can and help them continually refine their product so that they can get to a point where they're fulfilling that minimum viable product to meet that need of their customer that they're going for.
That's critical. You know, are you positioning them for a round of greater fundraising? I mean, is that an objective?
I mean, that is the goal of most accelerators. Bizdom can be a little different because we encourage companies of many kinds. So if you're scaling with your own revenue and you're able to do that,
right.
don't give up more equity.
Right.
But if you do have a very scalable company where you need large scale investment, part of that 3 months is really refining your pitch to investors, to a lot of demo days, which occur at the end of these type of accelerators, and refining you so you can actually take off and get that investment as you leave the accelerator.
And so those are some of the things you focus on, but there's also things that you must see that are common mistakes, if you will, or shortcomings. What
mm-hmm.
are some of those that, you know, there are things in common that entrepreneurs don't pay attention to or get wrong early on?
Yeah,
maybe you could highlight some of those for us.
Going off that customer development piece, it's the entrepreneurs that I've seen fail the most is they build something without getting that customer feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So they build it, they invest a large amount of their time and resources into that product that they really don't know if a customer will use or not. So
right.
they get to the point, they have this big fancy launch, they think it's going to go great, and then no one uses it, and you're
right.
stuck.
You got to be careful not to buy into your own hype. It's a double-edged
mm-hmm.
sword because you want an entrepreneur to be the believer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to own your idea and belief in what you're able to achieve,
mm-hmm.
and so you want that passion, but not to the point where they're buying into their own hype and they're going down the wrong path, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And with what we focus on, which is software technology, the feedback cycle is so short. We were talking about
yeah.
how
yeah.
You can get a huge advantage. You can get feedback from a customer and change it that day. So over the course of 3 months, you can have so many more iterations than if you build a hardware product over a year. Oh, that didn't work. You have to go back to the prototyping and build another one. You can make these feedback cycles are so much shorter with software technology that you're able to do that on a faster basis.
How many companies go into the accelerator with going down one path and they go out going in a direction
they
not
all
degrees
pivot.
Right or left?
They all pivot,
right? The classic
they
pivot.
They all change. Yeah. I mean, they all stay relatively in their market, but they will all almost entirely change. And one of the mentors of Venture for America is Dave Tisch, who ran the New York City Techstars Accelerator. He said he doesn't care anything about the idea. He just bets on the team, and he knows the idea is going to fail. He knows that it's not the idea that they're going to go for, but he's betting on that team to figure out where that,
right.
that where that
right.
product or
knowing that
should
that's
go.
Just part
yep.
of the that's part of the process.
You know
right?
it's going to change. You
yeah,
got to figure
yep.
out where it's going to go to.
Right. How important is you talked about team the five things team
yep. team
I think
team,
you said team market team right. So how important is the idea? That's something we haven't talked about. I mean, do you have to have a completely novel and revolutionary idea to make it today or
I haven't seen as many. With healthcare, with engineering, there's a lot of these patent protected, revolutionary, innovative ideas.
Yeah.
With software, I haven't seen a company that hasn't had a competitor yet. So when companies come in and say, we have no competition, well, there's always someone working on it. There always is competition. So it doesn't have to be revolutionary. You just have to be able to get a customer to give you money for your product.
So take us back to Chalkfly. You brought mm-hmm. them up. They're selling office products, right?
Yeah,
office
not,
supplies.
Not a revolutionary industry.
If someone came in and said, I'm going to create a new company, a new e-commerce company to go in. I mean, it's a tight field, commodity oriented, right? Price, mm-hmm. price.
So you read it on paper. If they have no revenue, we want to sell office and school supplies online. You say that's absolutely not going to work.
So how does that happen? But it's working. Why?
It's positioning. They've really established an amazing brand surrounding office and school supplies and business supplies. So when you typically buy something, it's a boring industry. You're buying paper, you don't really care. They make it so fun to purchase and have such amazing customer service that you want to buy from Chalkfly.
Customer service, but you said an important thing, customer mm-hmm. experience.
Customer experience, exactly.
Experience. That's a big part of business today, isn't it? That's a way to differentiate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's incredible. Well, it's these things that separate the proverbial men from the boys. It's really interesting. Dan,
first of all, the Swedes have made a whole industry out of copying other people's things that have been done already and doing it better. So I think when people come in and there's so many opportunities mm-hmm. that when you find it, I like what Brian said. First of all, it's your team number one. It's your
We met the Chalkfly guys. Really, mm-hmm. you can decorate it any way you want. Those guys are making it.
Those guys are going to make it happen.
Yeah.
Getting out in front of customers and getting that feedback. And one of the things you said, Brian, that I think is so key for our entrepreneurs is getting feedback from as many people as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And by applying to programs like yourself, you're going to get that mentorship, get that feedback, and make your business idea better.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, you could be just operating in a vacuum and creating something that people don't want.
That no one wants, yeah. Exactly. So our startups, we have the advantage of having over 120 companies in that family of companies, and we're able to throw all of our companies against all of those people who are willing mentors because they're part of the BizDom program. And they get so much feedback they wouldn't be able to receive otherwise that it just helps them accelerate their launches.
Last question. Would mm-hmm. you expect that the odds of success then, knowing what you know about your program and mm-hmm. seeing it go, work on behalf of these businesses, should the expectation that I've got a better shot to succeed, it's kind of a leading question, mm-hmm. but is it higher at an accelerator like BizDom?
Absolutely. BizDom especially, as well as many other accelerators, I think the stat is 90% of all startups fail, and we're trying to get that number down to as little failure as possible. So we've only had a few companies fail in the last 2 years, and we have still some taking off. So you're absolutely increasing your chances of succeeding. And even if you don't, it's not you who is failing, it's your company, and you're taking it as a learning experience and able to launch your next company even more successfully.
Well, I believe in general that there is no such thing as failure. It is mm-hmm. just a learning opportunity. You just learned something that now you can apply to the next opportunity.
How many entrepreneurs hit it big their first startup? Very few.
That's
well,
it's the
Jeff
learning
and I
experience.
Did, but
right. Yeah. But we shot way too low, obviously. that's the thing. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, great, man. Dan, first of all, Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you both
for
so
being
much.
On the show. Mm-hmm. Great stuff coming out of BizDom. We'll check in with you from time to time. We'd love to
absolutely
keep hearing more stories. Thank you for doing the good work that you are. Dan, you and I, as I said a little bit earlier in the show, we set out with a specific goal, Startup Nation Radio, bring real value to the community, help people get those businesses started, and help them make the most of their opportunity, have that best shot to succeed. I'll tell you one thing, we delivered on today's show.
No quit. Access to experts. Here's two fantastic people, smart people.
Really, absolutely. Thanks again to Chris Cameron. And
And when we say team, market, team, we had a great team today.
we really did. Great show. And, we always measure by, did we learn something on the show today? And indeed, I don't know, I did.
I'm smiling.
All right, wonderful. Well, great show on Startup Nation Radio. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back next week with more on Startup Nation Radio. Don't stop believing.